This is Oakville's coronavirus update for Saturday, April 13, 2024. New daily cases in Oakville have been slowly declining in the last 2 months, but this week saw a small increase in the daily average. This week also saw two more hospital admissions in Halton and a new outbreak open, nullifying one closing, keeping the total number of active outbreaks in the region at three. The start of April saw multiple cases admitted to the hospital and the opening of at least one new, confirmed outbreak. Halton region is now averaging just above 30 new cases per week, notably more than the 1 to 2 per day being reported for most of March. Testing positivity has returned to the 6.4% of all conducted tests in Halton seen last month, but those only include those confirmed by a lab-conducted PCR test. Nationwide, Canada reports the number of hospitalizations are decreasing by dozens of cases every day. This week saw a report of only 14 deaths. U.S. hospitalizations are again down significantly this week. The global confirmed count of cases surpassed 775 million last week, counting worldwide since the start of the pandemic. 7 million people worldwide have died due to COVID-19, though the real count of unofficial deaths is millions higher. *** Vaccine booking. All doses and booster doses are now available for anyone in Halton age 5 and up. First doses are available for those 6 months and older. While Halton's vaccine clinics are now closed, most pharmacies and healthcare centers are offering all numbered doses and boosters to patients. *** Click here to book a vaccination appointment at a local pharmacy or primary care office for any numbered dose of vaccine, including all boosters. New data from Halton Regional Health as of this week. Halton is averaging 3.6 new COVID-19 cases per day, a small increase from last week's 3.0 average daily cases. There are 3 active outbreaks in Halton, same as last week. 6.4% of locally administered COVID-19 tests are coming back positive, 1.7% less than last week. 5 people are being treated in hospital with COVID-19, 2 more than last week. Vaccinations in Halton region. At least 1.67 million doses have been administered in Halton. 94% of Halton residents have at least 2 doses, the primary series. 15% of eligible Halton residents, age 12 plus, are up to date on their booster shots, have had the primary series and a booster dose in the last 6 months. 46% of eligible residents have a primary series and a booster more than 6 months ago. Canadian COVID-19 update. Canada has had 4.67 million cumulative cases of COVID-19. There are 668,350 active cases in Canada, plus 300 this week. 2,360 people are currently in hospital, minus 2 this week. There are 52,589 deaths to date, plus 4 this week. 82.55% of Canadians have at least 2 doses of vaccine. 51.61% of Canadians are vaccinated, including 1 or more booster doses. Global COVID-19 update. U.S. hospitalizations are down 15.3% this past week. U.S. deaths have decreased 20% this week. Americans up to date with all recommended vaccine booster doses are no longer being reported by the CDC. 775.25 million people worldwide have been diagnosed with COVID-19 since the pandemic started. 7.04 million people have died. 111,800 people worldwide have been infected in the last 7 days. The evidence is clear. Though transmission has dramatically slowed, vaccination, including all recommended booster shots, is still the best way to be protected from contracting COVID-19. Local, provincial, national, and international health units affirm the same data that Canada's approved vaccines and all boosters effectively protect you from COVID-19 and significantly reduces your risk of getting sick, going to the hospital, and dying from the disease. Book a vaccination appointment for any numbered dose of vaccine, including all boosters, online here. Sources: Halton Region, and halton.ca/COVID-19 closing parenthesis. Halton Healthcare, Joseph Brandt Hospital, HDSB COVID Advisory Page, The Government of Ontario Dashboard, Public Health Ontario COVID-19 Data Tool, Government of Canada, COVID-19 Vaccination Tracker Canada, The U.S. Center for Disease Control, Our World in Data, Johns Hopkins University Research Center, World Health Organization.